It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David First. The federal government says the City Board of Elections broke the law when it removed more than 100,000 voters from the rolls in Brooklyn before the presidential primary last April. The claim is contained in papers filed by the Justice Department today in federal court in Brooklyn. It's the first time the Justice Department has taken a position on the case since WNYC broke the story of the controversial purge last spring. Joining us now to explain the significance is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. She broke the story of the purge in the days leading up to the primary last April in partnership with Jenny Yee of our data news team and has been following up on it ever since. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, David.
Now, I understand that the Justice Department staked out their position by filing papers in a civil case brought by advocates in Brooklyn. Can you explain exactly what's going on?
So, David, it really starts in the aftermath of the voter purge. The board said almost immediately that they had broken their own rules by removing these folks from the voter rolls. We did some more reporting through the Freedom of Information Law to look exactly who was removed. Our analysis found that Latino voters were purged at a disproportionate rate, and it was concentrated in the 7th Congressional District, a seat held by Representative Nydia Velazquez. Following that report, Velazquez sent a letter to the Justice Department seeking federal monitors for three subsequent elections in New York. Voting rights advocates also sent a letter to the Justice Department. Then, in November, just days before the general election, a group of these advocates and a private law firm filed a suit in federal court in Brooklyn on behalf of Common Cause, the Good Government Group, asking the court to order the Board of Elections to fix these problems. And today, the Justice Department joined that suit on the side of the advocates. The government said the board violated provisions of the National Voter Registration Act related to how it maintains voter rolls. Up to now, we knew the DOJ was one of the agencies investigating the board after the purge, but this is the first time they've taken a public position on the controversy and revealed details of their own investigation.
What did the Board of Election do wrong?
At the risk of sounding glib, David, a lot.
Okay.
First, there was this cleanup project. We've reported some of these details before, but the DOJ's complaint really starts to lay out the timeline. So, in December of 2013, the city's Department of Investigation released a report documenting lots of problems with the voter rolls. There were people who had died or felons that were still on the rolls. After that report, the chief clerk of the Brooklyn office initiated this plan to clean up the rolls, focusing on voters who had not voted since 2008. That produced a list of 122,000 people. The feds say that list was sent around to the staff of the Brooklyn office to check for more recent voting activity. If there was none, the voter was flagged. Staff did this for over 122,000 voters, one at a time, on a daily basis, for over a year. But they skipped a few steps along the way. First, they never declared these voters inactive, which they're supposed to do before they remove them from the rolls. And even though they were flagging these voters throughout 2014 and even into 2015, they didn't send out the proper notice to their address until 2015. And it's worth noting, these notices were not mailed by the Brooklyn office. They were mailed by the central office since it was such a large number, which means this is more than just a Brooklyn borough mistake. I should say that 4,000 or so people replied saying, please don't cancel me, leaving 117,000 active voters who apparently threw the notices in the trash who were actually canceled. But there was still another problem.
Another problem. What was that?
So, the board's central information system made the bulk update to remove those voters who didn't reply to the notices. Those changes should have been sent to the State Board of Elections so the information was updated in their database. That's supposed to happen every day. But only a small number of those updates were made. It wasn't until the first quarter of 2016 that the city and state realized that their databases were out of sync. And what that means is that if you checked your voter registration in early 2016 and saw that you were registered, but you happened to be in this group that was purged, you might have been looking at bad information. And let's remember, the presidential primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was coming up that April. Turnout was expected to be high, and that was information that voters were relying on.
And what are these groups? And now the federal government asking the court to do?
So the Justice Department contends all of what I've described violates the National Voter Registration Act. They say the board has no one person responsible for overseeing these activities. Staff doesn't get enough training, so it's complying with the law. And they say what happened before could happen again. They want the court to order the board to comply with the law, which would require it to significantly change how it maintains the voting rolls.
So what does today's news mean in practical terms about how our election system has been run in the past, and what does it mean for the future?
Well, you know, nothing's quite settled yet, David. The feds have given the city another 4 weeks to come up with a plan. We're looking at about the beginning of February. Best case, it could mean a total overhaul of the board's list maintenance operations, which advocates have been calling for years. And I should say that this controversy has had a wider impact. The state attorney general is conducting his own investigation. We're expecting to hear more about that soon. And just this week, Governor Cuomo called for statewide electoral reforms in his first State of the State address.
Do the advocates expect the Justice Department decision to change under the Trump administration?
That's a little bit of like looking into a crystal ball. They're not sure. Of course, the conservative position is that these issues are state matters and should be left to the states to handle. And the Supreme Court took away some of the Justice Department's power to oversee local elections a few years ago. So it doesn't necessarily bode well.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.